received, I pass on to you as of first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And then, of course, at the last part of this chapter that was so beautifully spoken earlier, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you, always giving yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Beautiful words of Scripture that Paul has written. And buried in this is this verse. Verse 19. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. An amazing verse that Paul writes to the Corinthian church, and he writes to us as well. For what does Easter remind us of? Easter joy, right? Eggs, bunnies, candy, jelly beans, all those things that are sweet. The rabbit. Isn't the rabbit a symbol of Easter? And it used to be when people would get adorned in the spring clothes, the flowery dresses and hats, the suits and ties, all for Easter joy. I read this a while ago. And I want you to think about this. Now, this is before cell phones, and it's before even going and putting coins in a telephone. There was an Orthodox priest on way to the sunrise service, and his car broke down. Didn't have a cell phone, because cell phones weren't invented. And he saw a convenience store over the street. So he ran to the convenience store. And it was the old phone that you had to call and you had to listen to an operator. And he called and the operator said, hello. And he said, Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. No silence. And all of a sudden, the operator said, oh, really? Is that the way our world is today? Is that the way your lives are today? We can get buried into the symbolism of Easter. We can get buried into the Easter egg hunts. We can get buried into the spring clothes. We can get buried into looking fancy-dancy, spring-like, and oh, I gotta go to church. Really? It's amazing what we put before Christ. Easter is about Jesus. Easter is about Jesus rising from the dead. Easter is all about that great and glorious hope that God gives to you each and every day to live with. A hope that grabs hold of your hearts. A hope that lifts you up and encourages you. You know, as we were singing Onward Christian Soldiers, I was thinking back when I was growing up in the Episcopal Church. Now, this church was massive. St. Paul's Episcopal in Duluth, Minnesota. Huge church. The choir loft in itself is as long from here to the wall, and it's just amazing. And we had a children's service in the afternoon. Not in the morning, it was in the afternoon. And the children, we all gathered, and we were singing hymns and listening to the scripture verses. And up there stood this cross, huge cross, that had holes all over it. And the acolytes came out carrying boxes of lilies. Boxes of these. And as kids, we'd go up to the cross and we'd put all these lilies into the cross. And there were four acolytes.
And they would each take a portion. That's why it's so massive.
And as we were singing Onward Christian Soldiers, they processed the cross around the church. And up and down my spine was just, it was amazing what God was doing.
And I said, you know, when I grow up,
I'm going to be an acolyte, and I'm going to take it around the church.
Well, when I grew up and became an acolyte, there weren't many kids left, so they eliminated that part of the children's service. In fact, they put the children's service in the morning along with the adults.
It lost its effect,
but the meaning was still there. The meaning was not just the cross and the lilies. The meaning wasn't just the acolyte taking the cross around the church. The meaning was Christ has risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Because this is the message of Easter. This is the message that God has for us, for each and every one of us. And we have this message in this world. This world that is falling apart. This world that is spinning out of this control. This world that concentrates on the stock market rising and falling. This world that goes behind the gas station and sees a jump of 20 cents in the gallon of gas and goes, oh my, I can't afford that anymore. Or goes by and sees that it's dropped 20 cents and says, oh, hallelujah, I can buy gas. This is what our world concentrates on. God has another word. Christ has risen. He has given you eternal life and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus, that you will live forever. You don't have to worry about the rising gas prices. You don't have to worry about the roller coaster stock market. You don't have to worry about someone taking out a gun and shooting you because you cut them off at the pass. You don't have to worry about a carjacking. You don't have to worry about your sons and daughters and grandchildren living in the city where violence is secondhand. You don't have to worry about all that. You know, when it was announced that there was a shooting at a Target in the cities on White Bear, I remember our kids living just a few blocks away from that Target. And I thought, oh, I'm so glad they're living in North St. Paul. But in North St. Paul, violence happens too. And here, violence happens in Byron. We may not know it, but violence happens. This is the world that God has placed us in. And as God has placed us in this world, He has given to us the resurrection message to pass on to other people. I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, and I like to look at people, and as we're at the gym and I'm on the treadmill, they've got the TVs right up here and I'm looking at it. And here are the announcers with the cross. The gal's got the cross sitting as a necklace. And I'm praying, God, I hope that that gal knows what that message brings, because that message tells me that she's a Christian. That message tells me that she's a believer. That message tells me that she has hope. Not in this life, but hope in Jesus for all eternity. This is the glorious message that God gives to us. It's Easter joy. Like Christmas, that God has placed us. God has placed us in Easter to share the message of the resurrected Lord. And not just to do it here in church, but to do it outside of church. And you can do it in various ways, especially when you go out to a restaurant that you take time to bow your head in a word of grace to give God thanks for his great gift of food and gift of each other and the gift of eternal life. This is what God has given us. He has given us the power. He has given us the authority. He has given us to speak about Jesus. Not just to have a pastor speak about Jesus. To have all of us speak about Jesus. You know, I got a good friend in Iowa. A good friend, Gary. And Gary is one who is not shy. Gary is one who speaks about Jesus. Gary is a mission exec for the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod in the middle of a cornfield in Mapleton, Iowa. And that mission central is amazing because Gary started in his basement across the highway. And he had file cabinets all around this room of missionaries and of people to support those missionaries. And he prayed to the Lord that something would happen to the farmstead across the road because it was an eyesore. And he was hoping that a lightning strike would strike that farmstead. But instead, God gave him the power to buy that homestead. And he bought the homestead. They cleared it. And there was the farmhouse, the kitchen shack, and the barn. And in the barn, you walk in there, and it's lined with all of his travels of sharing Christ around the world, and relics, and everything. And in front is the altar, a center of that barn. The message of Jesus Christ risen from the dead to give all eternal life and hope is there. And as he shares as a layman, because he was a banker. Nobody trusted him. It took a long time for him to be trusted in Mapleton. But he's able to share Jesus with those around him. And he has missionaries that go there each and every week to proclaim Jesus and to share that Jesus among them. And God gives us that power to do that as well. To share our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As a child of God, redeemed in the blood of Jesus, that Jesus shed on the cross for each and every one of us. And may this message of Jesus Christ risen today live in your hearts and your lives, so that you are enabled and empowered to tell others about Jesus. In Christ's holy name, amen.